she's listening in there, I won't tell her. That'd be a surprise for her. But no, those are really good in the pinto beans. I've eaten them that way for a lot of years. That you can throw them in a big old pot of turnip greens or collards or whatever, you know. We're just talking about this old down home cooking here in a few minutes if we ain't careful. But the salt cured ham, but the meat is a little darker. But it looks like, well, that's what it is. It's country ham, you know. You look at it, and it's that's the reason country ham is so salty. It's because of the way it was cured. But, gosh, the folks way back when, you know, they didn't have these big fancy refrigerators and freezers that we got now, and they had to preserve food other ways. And they used something that was readily available and wasn't bad for you, or not too bad for you anyway. You were talking about using the salt to pull the moisture out of the ham and stuff like that. Did I tell you the old remedy that I found out about for mosquito bites?
No, you hadn't. Let me hear it.
Bit by a mosquito and start to itch or something. If you'll get you a little bit of salt and put it in your hand and wet it, and then rub it over where that mosquito bit you, it'll quit itching, and it won't, I swell up, you know, where they bite me. I guess I'm a little bit allergic to them or something. But the itching goes away, and I guess the salt pulls whatever the mosquitoes got on their beak as they stick in you, it pulls all that out or something. I don't know, but it actually works, because I had one hit me on the arm last night, and I came in, and a friend stopped by, and we were standing out in the front yard talking. One bit me on the arm, and I came in, and I had a whelp. I don't know, it was probably about an inch around, or maybe a little bit bigger than that, and I came in, it was itching like crazy, and I went in the kitchen and got me some salt and poured it in my hand and put two or three drops of water in there, and I just rubbed all that salt water mixture on that mosquito bite, and in just a few minutes it quit itching, and you can't even tell I got bit now.
NUE with KI4DOS for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So, I'll keep that in mind. But did want to tell you, while I was over there at the packing plant, they've had a younger lady running the cash register back there where you go get the meat. And they got a bunch of fresh stuff over there. But anyway, I told her that. When I got my hams, normally I have to order them. They don't keep the whole hams there. But I said I want two hams and some streaked meat. And she said, what? And I said, two hams and some streaked meat. And she said, I don't know what streaked meat is. I've never heard of that. And the butcher was, you know, he was behind the door there, so he popped in through the doors, and he said he's wanting bacon meat, you know, the belly fat. And he's an old-timer, you know. Got his apron on, and he had four or five knives and his sharpeners hanging from a chain on his belt. But he knew exactly what it was, but... She got paid for the hams, and she said, I don't know what anybody wants that for. What are you going to do with that? And I thought, oh, man, you know, this younger generation, you don't even know what bacon is. But I did order me two pieces of streaked meat, so I'll have to go over there the other day and pick that up. I never was able to master making bacon the way Granddad did, but I'm going to give it another shot and see how it goes.
It works out for you, really do. And I'm sure those hams are going to be delicious come Christmas time. That's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Chad. Sound like you got a real good net going. I'll let you carry on with it. Tell Miss Anna we said hello and look forward to talking to you and seeing you again real soon. Y'all take care. We'll say 73 for now. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
73s, you have a wonderful day tomorrow. And tell Miss Joy we said hello. I'll be clear with you. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Let me go ahead and get my net report started here. Have I missed anyone for comments or rag cheer? Please call KO4NUE. Stand by for my net report. For tonight, appreciate everybody checking in and participating on the net. Like I said, we have a total of 67 check-ins tonight. It was really good. So I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all on the net, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and I am clear.